Well, hello, honey. This is my first tape since I've been back. And I hope that you enjoy it because I've got a lot to make and a lot to make for you. I received today the nicest letter that I've received in a long time from you. It's one where you said that you'd received four letters from me and that you sat down and read them all before you even let old Cindy in. Now, I really appreciate that, but do you think you ought to left that little old dog out when she was wanting to come in and enjoy the letters with you? Of course not. That little old dog is part of us. But I'm sure glad you enjoyed the letters, and I'm sorry that it took so long for four of them to get to you. I don't understand why they treat us that way and not send them all. When I mail them from here, so that they get to you every so often. That makes a long time between times, and I know because I've only received two letters from you since I've been here, and I've been gone for, what is this, 2 weeks now, and a little more. So I know how important it is for us to get these letters, and I think Uncle Sam ought to pay a little more attention to you and I, don't you? I liked your remark about the title of executive manager. It's really not as important as it sounds, I guess, in this activity, although there is a lot of work attached to it if you put the personnel officer under it, the logistics officer, the general services officer, the finance officer, and the transportation officer all come under the executive manager. This is practically everyone that is attached to the activity, except it comes under him, that is the working parts of the main office. From the PSA, this is does everything, but is what the captain is the captain's office. Is everything but the captain's office would be on a ship. It's executive officer and the first lieutenant and the engineering officer all rolled into one, plus communications seem to be in there someplace. But we have, for example, the logistics officers responsible for the warehouse and all the commodities that come into it, and the personnel officer, of course, is responsible for all the personnel accounting, people that come in, the hiring and firing of all the third national people, third national countries, and the Vietnamese. And the finance officer is responsible for paying all of these people. And the transportation officer is responsible for all of the automobiles we have, and for the air travel, the air operations, the airlines that we run, putting people on them and booking them, for setting up the the activities on the helicopter that we get a couple times a week. And if this is run right, it'd be a good organization. We have problems involved, of course, or that we can't get all the men that we need for these jobs. As executive manager, I've got a personnel officer and a logistics officer in the warehouse, and also a a GSO, we call him, General Services Officer, who handles the pay. But as I told you before in one of my letters, the boss said he heard some very good reports of how I was running things, so that's good enough to start with. We'll see how long it lasts. Until they hear, probably in Saigon, that they've taken me out of refugees and put me in this, I'll probably be in this. But when Saigon hears about it, they'll probably send a letter and tell them to put me back in the refugee business. But that's the way she goes, and so it doesn't matter too much what they do with me. I think I can take care of most everything they've got around here, and at least in my assignment area. I don't know what they do if they put me in charge of the place. Probably I'd have to call home for some help. But I was talking to a couple of fellas tonight who are professional foreign service officers, and these boys are trained to work in embassies, and they work all over the world as from the State Department level as foreign service officers, and they've transferred them over to this aid program or CORDS, and they didn't expect to be transferred into CORDS doing the kind of things that we're doing. They expected they'd be over in Vietnam working in the embassy. And I was comparing my background to theirs tonight, and this kind of work down here in the bush, we say, is ideal for old retired military men, because we work around military men with a lot of people that are ex-military, and we fit right in. There's nothing we don't have any problems. They don't either, except it's a little more rugged life than they really think that they were educated for. But they begin to appreciate me now a little more. I think one of the boys says, "You old tough cowboys, and come out here and you're just in your glory, and you get along with these military, you know what you're doing, and you can live in most all kinds of conditions and without any problems." They said, "We kind of envy you." And I said, "Well, I envy you guys too, because you're young and you got a long way to go, and you're getting some good background right here for what you might run into in the future. And the future is something that we've got to look into now, since the president has knocked off the bombing up north. I hope that you're getting some good information about what Ho Chi Minh might be going to do, because we don't really know here, and probably won't find out until we get Newsweek magazine, which will be 2 months. Today's magazine will get to us a month later. But you keep me informed on what Ho Chi Minh's going to do, and I'll keep sending you these tapes and talking to you, and so that we'll have a communication anyway. I've been kind of fearful that Ho Chi Minh might, since they stopped bombing, just might start running down some big rocket launchers down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and getting them in here where they can do some damage to us in this area. They haven't been very successful so far with their mortars and their small arms. But we don't have to worry here. We're pretty well protected. The military keeps these guys scattered all over the country. And I was just talking to a forward observer tonight, and he said, they out today out here someplace about 50 miles away from us, that they were scattering a company of people that